And welcome back to One Winning Drive. Let's take a look now at the second half highlights. The Ravens led 24-7 at the break. And like the first half, when their defense set the tone early, the defense did it again to start the third quarter, forcing a three and out, which set up the Ravens for a score of the second half.
Eli Manning under center. Four-man front for the Ravens. Manning hands it off. And Wilson hit right at the line of scrimmage, stretches the ball forward for about a yard. Ravens have held the Giants to only 27 yards rushing. Manning will throw on second down. Under pressure, down the middle, and it bounces off of three players and falls incomplete. Third down and 8 for the Giants. Ravens bring blitz pressure up the middle. Manning has to throw the ball incomplete at the 45-yard line.
They just ran the power, that's all.
Yeah, man, instead of going near back,
to the
football, hey, bro, you
just saved it.
I just hit my knee.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so far,
hey.
But hit my knee.
Yeah, hey. It went over you, hit your knee, hit L again, and bounced back.
Flacco play action rolls to the right, throws complete to Ed Dixon across the 20, 25, 30, and a late penalty flag.
Horrible call.
As Dixon is taken down at the 32-yard line.
Personal foul.
Oh, my God.
Blindside block, number 82, offense.
What are you supposed to do?
To the head and neck area of a defender. Half the distance to the goal remains first down.
Third down and 5. Ball just beyond the Ravens 20. Flacco to throw out of the gun. Pass across the middle. Caught by Anquan Boldin. And he has a first down at the 25-yard line. Flacco alone in the backfield of the gun. Throws quickly to Jacoby Jones. He's got blockers. Dances his way across the 50. Giants 45, but a flag is down in the backfield.
Personal foul. Chop block. Number 74, offense. 15-yard penalty. Remains first down.
Two receivers left, one to the right. Giants bring a blitz. Flacco in trouble, steps up in the pocket, keeps the play alive, lobs it downfield in traffic, and it is caught inside the Giant 30-yard line. Dennis Pitta with the reception. Flacco to throw on third down. It is caught at the 10-yard line.
7-for-7.
By a diving Anquan Boldin. 21-yard field goal try for Justin Tucker. Far hash mark. Tucker's kick is up, and it is good.
Hey, that's a hell of a job of kind of keeping our cool and going down there. It's my fault. We put that sucker in there. Good job.
Three-man front for the Ravens defense. Dean Pease will rush 4. Manning throws near sideline, and it's incomplete. It was intended for Hakeem Nicks, and he was well covered by Shockey Brown. Takes the snap. Here comes blitz pressure. Manning is hit, and he's dropped back inside the 30-yard line.
That's some pressure.
Omar Brown came from the cornerback blitz, and the Ravens defense delivers again.
You know, I just kind of got up and I looked at the guys, and they looked like they was more happy than me.
Well, that's as a coach, that's the number one thing. I mean, when you see guys that you kind of develop and you work with, and then you come in and they play well, this is the most satisfying thing ever. That's what a coach or a teacher is all about. But also, it helps us. It puts us in position. It builds our depth.
Flacco under center. Play action. Throws quickly. He's got his tight end. Dennis Pitta turns the corner in front of the Giants bench and gets banged out of bounds with a first down. They will have another home game at least. Pass out of the backfield. Complete to Ray Rice. Jukes a man at the 40. 35. Down to the New York 30-yard line before Stevie Brown can bring him down. Wants to throw on third down. Starts to the right. Nothing there. Throws back to the left. Dennis Pitta has it inside the 20. And he is caromed out of bounds at the Giants 16-yard line. 30-yard field goal try coming up for Justin Tucker. He is 2-for-2 on the night. Far side hash mark. Kick on the way, long enough, and right down the middle.
Good drive, Joe.
We got messed up.
Hell of a drive.
What did it look like?
You probably had him, but like I would have been late.
Well, I had him, but I thought somebody.
Yeah, I would have been late by the time if I hit you right off the guy's. Right off the flat defender, it would have been big, but I would have been late on it because I was looking at the flat a little bit. So I had to just go back.
Giants going no huddle. Manning from the gun. Kruger closing in, misses the sack. Manning lobs the ball deep. Ravens territory incomplete at the 35-yard line. Third down and 4 for the Giants. They have struggled on third down. One of eight. Manning throws across the middle, and it is incomplete.
Once you said you got him, I was like, I'm going to get hot. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to get hot.
I thought you asked me, was I hot?
No, I was saying, I'm going to get hot.
On the route, though, but did he?
Yeah, he stopped. He stopped. Yeah. That's why I jumped on time, because once you say he got him, you got it. That's all I'm like, man, I got to play tight for him. But now, we good.
Shockey's been my mentee. So just talking to him constantly, you know, maybe it's helping, maybe it's not. But, you know, he's a grown man, and he's been listening to Coach Terrell Austin, you know, and making plays, man, every time he gets in there. I have the utmost confidence in Shockey.
Locked on second down, runs the draw play. Nice hold for our Pierce across the 30. 35-40, leg race, midfield, one man to beat. Giants 30, near sideline 20. Stiff arms a man at the 15-10, and he's pushed out of bounds inside the 5.
Saw the safety running down, run away from him. Because he was coming down pretty fast, too, so I just kind of took a little right turn and put my head down and started running.
This will be a 29-yard field goal drive from the near hash mark for Justin Tucker. Sam Cook with a hold, and Justin Tucker delivers for a fourth time tonight.
Hey, Pierce, we got one thing in common. We get caught from behind.
Who?
I said, we got one thing
in common. First of all, he had an angle on him.
No, he had an angle on him.
You was in front of him. You better say you tied. You just didn't score, though, man.
He'd have gotten the end zone the first time. He wouldn't be in it. You were supposed to hit him with a stiffy so quick.
I told you.
Jam, take it back.
Man, he need to take my plans, man. He's
going to be swatting at your hand before you know it. You hit the final.
Yeah, he left it out there. Teach my rules.
I can't keep giving you this knowledge.
We're a tough team, and you know, at least we believe we are. And you know, even though we lost three, we kept saying we had everything ahead of us. Maybe not exactly what we wanted, but you know, we could still win the division and still be a playoff team. And you know, coming out here and playing as hard as we did and as well as we did today, I think just says a lot about, you know, what kind of team we are and what kind of team we are going to be heading forward.
So the Ravens win 33-14. They total 533 yards of total offense. They sack Eli Manning three times, and they hold the Giants to 67 yards rushing. When we come back, Qadre Ismael joins us, and we go inside the Ravens locker room.